Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 49 today, verses 23 through 27. Jeremiah 49, 23 through 27. As we continue on, we're looking now at the continual prophecies against the nations around Israel. This one's against Damascus. Now, I want you to stick with me because we're going to look at a passage in Jeremiah today, but not also Jeremiah, but also Isaiah, because there are some prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. And with all that's going on right now in Syria and Damascus, the fact that Syria has been the longest continually inhabited city in the history of the earth. When we look at some prophecies today, I want you to have your eyes open and the eyes of your heart open to the fact that a judgment has not only begun, but is coming on the city of Damascus and the nation of Syria. Listen, concerning Damascus, Hamath and Arphad are confounded, for they have heard bad news. They melt in fear. They are troubled like the sea that cannot be quiet. Damascus has become feeble. She turned to flee, and panic seized her. Anguish and sorrows have taken hold of her, as of a woman in labor. How is the famous city not forsaken, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in her squares, and all her soldiers shall be destroyed in that day, declares the Lord of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad. So here we see God's prophecy through Jeremiah about a coming destruction of Damascus, Syria. But listen to Israel's prophecy. God spoke through Israel as well. Sorry, not Israel, Isaiah. Listen to Isaiah's prophecy and how God spoke through him in Isaiah 17, verses 1 through 14. It says, an oracle concerning Damascus. Behold, Damascus will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins. The cities of Aroer are deserted. They will be there for flocks, which will lie down, and none will make them afraid. The fortress will disappear from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria will be like the glory of the children of Israel, declares the Lord of hosts. And in that day the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and the fat of his flesh will grow lean, and it shall be as when the reaper gathers standing grain, and his arms harvest the ears, and as when one gleans the ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Gleanings will be left in it, as when an olive tree is beaten, two or three berries in the top of the highest bough, four or five on the branches of a fruit tree, declares the Lord God of Israel. In that day man will look to his Maker, and his eyes will look on the Holy One of Israel. He will not look to the altars, to the work of his hands. He will not look on what his own fingers have made, either the asherim or the altars of incense. In that day their strong cities will be like the deserted places of the wooded heights and the hilltops, which they deserted because of the children of Israel, and there will be desolation. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not remembered the rock of your refuge. Therefore, though you plant pleasant plants, and sow the vine branch of a stranger, though you make them grow on the day that you plant them, and make them blossom in the morning that you sow, yet the harvest will flee away in a day of grief and incurable pain. Ah, the thunder of many peoples. They thunder like the thundering of the sea. Ah, the roar of nations. They roar like the roaring of mighty waters. The nations roar like the roaring of mighty waters. But he will rebuke them, and they will flee far away, chased like chaff on the mountains before the wind, and whirling dust before the storm. At evening time, behold, terror. Before morning, they are no more. This is the portion of those who loot us, and the lot of those who plunder us. Now, folks, this is a prophecy that has yet to be fulfilled. As you know, Damascus is a continually inhabited city, but the prophecy says in the morning, in the evening it'll be there, in the morning it won't. In that day it'll be destroyed, never to be inhabited again. All these nations are going to be gathering, and God is going to do something in the mountains that is going to protect Israel, and Israel is going to turn to him from then on, and all the other nations will be appalled, and they'll see who God is when he sees what he does for and through the nation of Israel. Folks, all I can say to you is this: God cannot lie. So we have to decide, is this going to happen? Well, if God said it, it's going to. The book of Revelation four times says, these things must take place. Write what must take place. These things must take place. Folks, don't turn prophecy into symbolic readings or some way of just kind of spiritualizing it. The prophecy said that the Messiah would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. He rode in on a donkey. When it said he would come out of Egypt, he came out of Egypt. Folks, these prophecies are going to happen. God cannot lie. The question is, are you ready for this day of judgment that is getting here closer every single day? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.